Oh, this music, it's so sad. And you know what's even sadder? Spending $626 repairing my truck. That's what's sadder. Oh. Okay. It's Monday evening. 7:30. I'm on my way to go do groceries and spend even more money. Apparently, this stuff doesn't grow on trees. All right, so what you were listening to is Daft Punk and the soundtrack to Tron Legacy. Great album, by the way, if you don't know it. The movie Tron Legacy came out in, 2009? I'm not even sure when it came out now. But it is basically the sequel to the original Tron that came out back in late 1970s, I think. Anyhow. Yeah. So, as I mentioned in my previous audio boo that I posted today, I had brought the truck to a garage right around the corner from my work, which is rather convenient. And he had to finagle with this pipe. He had to buy another pipe. And anyway, he finally fixed it. It's nice and quiet. And the truck actually seems to be running really, really well, smoothly. And I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers that it might improve the gas mileage a little bit. Because with the change in back pressure of the proper exhaust system, it might actually help the engine to moderate its fuel consumption and fuel mixture. Well, anyway, that's the theory. let's stick to it, huh? But yeah, $626 later, and that's a hard pill to swallow, man. When you work on vehicles like I do, it's quite something to have to pay all that labor, because most of it was labor. There was 3.5 hours worth of labor, plus taxes and everything else. And yeah. Anyhow, well, look, it's done, and I will just have to work really hard to pay that off in the next month or so, or more. I'm not sure what that represents in terms of actual net income. Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't calculate it. I don't really want to. Now, having said that, I mean, the truck runs well, and I'm planning on keeping this vehicle at least for a year, minimum. That's sort of looking forward. I'm looking at about a year minimum with this vehicle, and I am thinking of buying another vehicle. The vehicle I have in mind is here in Canada, North America. It is badged as the Chevrolet Volt. Now, in Europe, I know the Chevrolet Volt is sold as the, I think it's the GM or the Chevrolet, oh my god, it starts with an A. I've forgotten now what it's called. But it's basically a very interesting take on hybrid electric. Because what it is basically a purely electric vehicle, but that has a what they call a range extender. So there's a 1.4 liter engine on board, gasoline powered engine. And what this engine does is it runs a generator that produces electricity to run the electric motors that power the vehicle. Now, there is a double clutch system, so the 1.4 liter engine can actually push the car along as well, but mostly at highway speeds once the initial inertia of the weight of the vehicle is moving. Because the vehicle weighs in at 1,900 kilometers. Sure, Steph, yeah. 1,900 kilograms. And my truck weighs in at 1,700 kilograms. So it's actually 200 kilograms, which is 400 and some odd pounds, more than my truck. Which makes absolute sense because the battery pack alone in the Chevrolet Volt weighs in at around 400 pounds. So roughly 180 kilograms. So it makes perfect sense that it would be almost exactly that amount more, way more than my truck. Also, the Volt is somewhat longer than my truck. It's just about as wide, and the wheelbase is a little bit longer as well. Height-wise, of course, not, because my Hyundai Tucson is an SUV. It sits up high. Now, in a crazy world, what I'd love to do, and I'm going to tell my Audio Boo friends here, because they'll understand. Most of them know I'm basically certifiably nuts, in a good way. What I would love to do is buy a scrapped SUV. So something like a car that's been in an accident. Or maybe for whatever reason, it's been written off by the insurance company. And take the entire drivetrain of a Volt and stuff it underneath my Tucson. I would love that. First of all, it weighs about the same, so I don't see why the Tucson couldn't have a hybrid drive system like it. And believe me, if I had the time, and not, well, the money too, but if I had the time, then the space, and another vehicle, so I could still, you know, continue going to work, obviously, with a vehicle, I would actually attempt this crazy stunt of putting a drivetrain from a Chevrolet Volt underneath a Tucson, a Hyundai Tucson truck, the frame. Because I love the truck, I really do. It sits up high, it's comfortable, it's a great ride. The seats are comfortable, I like the dashboard, I like the seating position. You can carry stuff in it, it's got plenty of room back there. And I just wish I could offset the mileage a little bit. Because this puppy uses about 10.5 to 11 liters per 100 kilometers. And if I wasn't doing so much mileage, it wouldn't be so bad. But I do about 52 kilometers round trip every day to go to work. So that's 250 kilometers a week just to go to work. Tag on that probably another 100 kilometers during the weekends between going to my mom's, grocery shopping, bringing my daughter to guitar practice and whatever, right? Seeing friends, picking her up, bringing her to the movies, whatever it may be. I can easily rack up. Let me just check the time here on. I'm just about finished, but I can easily rack up close to 400 kilometers. No, maybe a little bit less than that. 350 kilometers, 360 kilometers per week. And you add that up, it's about 1,400 to 1,500 kilometers a month. And that comes out to roughly about $200, $210 Canadian dollars per month in fuel expenses. Now, I know fuel is very expensive in the UK and in Europe, so it really doesn't compare, but I would like to be able to offset that a bit. Anyway, thanks for listening.